This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Ben Lyden, the Director of Commodity Risk with CHS Propane, about planning for propane needs year-round. Ben, most farmers and ranchers understand the value of planning for their seasonal propane supply, but why should they plan year-round?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today about propane and some of our key market drivers that we're seeing that shift from our more traditional focus on a seasonal approach in the ag market to more actively managing our needs month to month. I think just in the last 6 months, we've seen kind of a rapid increase in prices at our hubs. You know, back in June, we were down around 90 cents a gallon. And in late October, we were all the way up to $1.50. And that's without any cold weather demand or any kind of crop drying event that increased our demand over that time period. And so we've also seen production over that time period ramp back up kind of post-COVID impacts. And we're back pretty close to record levels of production in the U.S. With that increase in production, we're still seeing kind of a shortage in the amount of barrels available to make it through our winter period. And that's kind of created this volatility. So if we look at our inventories in the United States, we're sitting at a five-year low for physical inventory in the U.S. And so that's really where kind of this concern over availability of supply has come from. And based on projections through this winter, we've had a relatively mild winter so far this year without a large increase. But recently here, those weather patterns have changed as we come into the new year, and we're starting to see some of that cold weather have an impact. And so folks are looking at, how are we going to be able to make it to the end of winter with enough propane to carry us all the way through? And I think that remains to be the big question at the moment. But that's kind of why it's become more important that folks are looking at this month to month rather than just kind of planning once a year and moving on.
So some are already beginning to plan year round, Ben, but why is year round planning even more important these days?
I think the number one reason is that we're facing competition from other global markets for our propane. These markets are not seasonal like our traditional ag markets. And so the petrochemical demand in Asia in particular has been very consistent, and they're willing to take barrels out of the U.S. every day. We've seen over the past 6 or 7 years that we had some really, really low prices in the U.S. And what that has led to is huge investment in both infrastructure and export capacity. So a number of propane producers have decided that rather than have landlocked gallons in some of our customers' local areas, they've built out pipeline infrastructure and export capacity to move those barrels to other markets. So when there are seasonal demands on the ag space that don't fit in with their demand needs, they can have another alternative outlet for their product. And what we're seeing is up to 70 to 80% of our production today can be exported overseas. And so that's really the major driver of the major impact that we're seeing. And in addition to what's going on here in the U.S., our friends to the north in Canada have also built out their access to international markets by building out export capacities and terminals on their west coast. And now they're starting to see those barrels kind of transition and be moved into Asia and away from their traditional U.S. destinations.
So who are these competitors, and how are developments in other markets impacting the prices American customers see overnight?
Some of the things I would point to, and this is kind of an impact of the pandemic, is more and more consumers are buying things online. And as I see more and more of the Amazon delivery truck driving through neighborhoods, that demand for plastic for packaging, and particularly in Asia, the petrochemical producers, they're the ones that have really kind of seen a ramp up in that demand over the last 3 or 4 years. And we're starting to see them purchasing in large volumes our propane, traditional propane used for home heat or commercial applications. And they're taking that and converting it into feedstock for producing plastic resin. And so what that has done is it means anything that happens in either Europe or Asia overnight is immediately priced into U.S. markets the very next day. So it's a pretty efficient pricing mechanism, and that can be both good or bad depending on which direction that the market goes. And along with that, that's just created a lot more volatility for our customers. And so we would recommend just making sure that, you know, people are thinking about that moving forward in this, what we would call new normal. And I think certainly from my vantage point, there are other outside energy influences as well that have an impact on the propane markets. Currently, we're seeing in Europe, there's a natural gas shortage. So people are looking for alternative energy sources. And along with that, we're seeing that's kind of spill over into the propane markets and help in terms of prices going up.
Lots of things going on. Ben, what can farmers and ranchers do now to keep ahead of these factors?
Yeah, like I think, as I mentioned, the new normal, I think we would highly recommend that they're taking a look at what they think month to month they're going to need for demand and making those adjustments. There's already enough volatility within their local supply chain. We're seeing that in terms of like transportation issues and the truck driver shortages all across the country. So there's enough day-to-day issues there that also trying to navigate physical supply and pricing issues that come up. I would say that work with your local cooperative, find out about some of the supply planning tools that CHS has to offer and help develop and anticipate some of those volume swings month to month. And that way we can help plan and make sure that, you know, sudden impacts or changes in availability don't impact their business in a way that is detrimental. And then I think we pride ourselves on just making sure that we can meet our customers' demands and have product available to them. But any insights we can gain through that supply planning tool just makes it a lot easier for us to plan. And obviously, whether it's a crop drying event or just winter heating demand changes, I would just recommend that people take advantage of some of those resources that we have to offer at CHS and plan ahead and try and navigate this new normal.
It is a new normal. That's Ben Lydon, the Director of Commodity Risk with CHS Propane. Thanks for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.